This is Tweet Mincer, the Conservative Party conference, speaking to Dr. Alison Giles, head of the Our Life Talking Food, Talking Action campaign. Alison, why is food such an important issue, especially in the Northwest?
Because what we eat has a huge bearing on our health and our well-being, and in the Northwest we have very high rates of heart disease, obesity and diabetes, so we passionately believe that we need to improve people's diets and give them all the support that we can.
Now, there has been a lot of talk today about takeaways and the sort of negative health outcomes from areas that have got lots of takeaways represented and the marketing of that. Does that need regulating?
I don't know if it needs regulating or if it just needs councils to use the powers that they've already got to block planning applications for change of use. So if you have a disused shop, to not just roll over and give it to the first takeaway that comes calling, because there are just too many takeaways now creating an unhealthy food culture and certainly perception of unhealthy food in our local areas.
Now, cuts obviously in public spending, we discussed with a number of people that there is going to be a bigger impact in the Northwest because there are already lower health outcomes and more significant issues there. Is your campaign going to be part of the big society and trying to do a lot more work within the community? Is this what we can expect to see over the period of austerity?
Yeah, our campaign is about listening to real people and what they see as their barriers to healthy food. So what we're trying to do is give people the skills and the information to start campaigning in their local area for better food for them. But also, if the campaign needs to be taken to a national level, we'll work with them on that. But it's very much about giving local people a say in the food system. At the moment, all the power lies in the producers and the retailers. It's time that individuals, local people, got a say in what they eat.
Alison Giles, thank you very much.